My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, we have to create a strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. He is our nourisher. He is our sustainer. And Allah has blessed us with countless bounties. Hadith of Rasulullah says, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'i al-barid. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah has mentioned a dua. Oh Allah, make your muhabbat, your love. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya. Make your love, oh my Allah, most beloved to me. More beloved to me than my own self. Every single one of us, we love ourselves. If anybody belittles us, we feel upset. We make sure that we take care of our bodies, ourselves, our integrity. We love our persons, our personalities, we love ourselves. Rasulullah says, O Allah, make your love more beloved to me than myself and my family. And we know Rasulullah how he loved his family, how he cared for his family. But Ya Allah, make your love even more dominant in my heart. Wa min al-ma'i al-barid. On a hot day, somebody gives you a glass of water. That is something that you most deeply appreciate. Quenches your thirst. It is most precious for you at the time. You love the glass of water, ice cold water, and quenches your thirst. Your tongue had become parched. You had been traveling, or you were fasting the entire day. In a time of iftar, somebody gives a tumbler of cold water. How you appreciate it. Ya Allah, even more than the love I have for the cold water that is quenching my thirst on a hot day, Ya Allah, make your love make your love more dominant in my heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the greatest nisbat and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, we don't have to talk much about the condition of the ummah today. And therefore we have gathered here to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, in this mubarak gathering, the elderly people, young ones, huffaz, ulama, Alhamdulillah, we have a jamaat from Bangladesh that is with us here. These are simple brothers who have made such a sacrifice. They've come all the way from Bangladesh. They are also present in this gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use all of us for the khidmat of His deen. So we have come here to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, to remove from our hearts the filth that has clogged our hearts, and that incorrect yaqeen that has come into and infested our hearts, that we have forgotten our Rabb. We have forgotten our Khaliq and our Raziq. We have forgotten that we have been placed into this world just for a couple of days. And we carry out our lives, we conduct ourselves and our lives in this world as though we are not going to taste maut, as though this dunya is perpetual and everlasting. No. Even a youngster, a youth, does not know when his maut will strike. Nobody knows when maut will come. And every one of us has to prepare for the ultimate journey. The problem is we haven't realized this. And we have made ourselves so comfortable in this dunya that we are hardly making any efforts for the akhirat. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem asked the Sahaba, which one of you amongst you, who is it there that the wealth of his heirs, those who are going to inherit from his property, their wealth is more beloved to him than his own wealth? Sahaba said, no. Each one loves his own wealth. Rasulullah said, your wealth is what you have sent forward to the hereafter. In other words, the wealth that Allah has given you in this world, you have utilized it for your hereafter in form of deeds. You have given charity. You have spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have spent in all those avenues in which you gain Allah's pleasure and you give blessings in the akhirat. That is your wealth. And what you leave behind, that is the wealth of your heirs. It is not your wealth. What you have eaten, it is finished. What you have worn, and worn it out, the clothing, that is all finished, that was yours. What you leave behind is not yours, that belongs now to your heirs. The moment you pass away, it will be distributed into the estate. So respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special sakinah comes on such gatherings. The angels surround such gatherings. Allah's rahmat, mercy comes on such gatherings. At the end of the gathering of this nature, inshallah, we have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us among those people whom Allah has praised and Rasulullah has praised that their gatherings, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sit and they make the dhikr of Allah. They remember the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah. When they say la ilaha, they remove from the hearts all the false deities, the love of haram of this world. So many people, married people, yet they love somebody else, illicit relationships. A man who is married, he's got his own wife, but he's still going for haram woman. A woman who is married, she's got a halal husband, but still she is moving around and making zina with some other man. So many young and old. May Allah forgive us, may Allah protect the ummah. When halat comes upon the ummah, then very easily we blame every other person. But we forget ourselves. What have I done? Have I fulfilled my zimmedari in this world? Have I fulfilled my object in this life? Have I connected myself to Allah? Have I rid my heart of all the filth that I have gathered and accumulated in my heart, that has not only rusted and corroded my heart, but has kept me far away from Allah's mercy? And therefore, just like how we have these cell phones, that we have to keep on recharging the battery, we have come here to recharge ourselves. And Allah is waiting. Allah calls out to us, oh my banda, oh my bandi, I am your Rabb, turn to me. At the end of such a gathering, an angel announces, قُومُ مَغْفُورٌ لَكُمْ. Rise in the condition that Allah has forgiven all your sins. And the purpose of dhikr is so that when we are alone, in solitude, at home, wherever we are, then we do not become ghafil of Allah. Our tongues must be moist with dhikrullah. It's not only one program, we make Allah, Allah, and it's all over. No. We have to become conscious of Allah. We have to realize who is Allah. We have to appreciate Allah's bounties. We have to gain the marifat of Allah. We have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to create this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah knows best how long we're going to live in this world. But there will come that day when maut will strike. There comes that day when there will be ba'ath ba'd al-maut, resurrection, and we will stand before Allah. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانَ. There will be no interpreter standing between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each person will stand alone. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا. Each person will be individually standing all alone before his Rabb. Allah will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. This entire kingdom, everything that you had, skies, earth, the universe, the realms, who does it belong to today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. And therefore we have to fill our hearts with the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Build this connection so that we become farma bardar bandas of Allah. We become obedient servants unto Allah and Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Isad Durus Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله، رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم، لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، وجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، یا اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، یا اللہ ہماری لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما. یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں، یا اللہ ہم ضعیف ہیں، یا اللہ ہم بیمار ہیں. یا اللہ تو قوی ہے، تو عزیز ہے، تو حکیم ہے، تو غنی ہے، تو حمید ہے. یا اللہ everything is in your control. Ya Allah, you are Malik, my Allah. You are Maliki Umiddin, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the creator of the sky and the earth, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the creator of the sun and the moon, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Akbar, my Allah. Nobody is greater than you, my Allah. You created us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. Despite that you have covered our faults, my Allah. You have given us so many chances, my Allah. You have tolerated us, my Allah. You are Halim and Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Halim and Kareem, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, you don't need any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we all need you, my Allah. You are Samad, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Beniaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we committed, my Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Intentionally, unintentionally, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, my Allah. In public, in privacy, my Allah. Kabira guna, saghira guna, my Allah. We committed so many gunas, my Allah. Our hearts have become filthy, my Allah. Our bodies have become napak, my Allah. Our ears and eyes have become napak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have distanced ourselves away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have gone far away from your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat ko hidayat ata farma. Ya Allah, teri khas rahmat ata farma. Ya Allah, ummat deer jo, my Allah. Ya Allah, rasul sa me isma jo fikr for this ummat, my Allah. He will cry, Allahumma ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, day and night he will cry for this ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, they say ummat has forgotten him, my Allah. Ya Allah, they say ummat is mocking the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. The ummat has discarded the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have discarded the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummat is devoid of the love for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bring us to sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring us to sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have deviated, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring us back onto sirat mustaqim. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. Ya Allah, you are bestower of every every single favor that we have got, my Allah. You have given us so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't even show true gratitude to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our minds, my Allah. Ya Allah, our minds have become polluted with filth, my Allah. Because we only view filth, my Allah. We only speak filth, my Allah. We only move towards haram, my Allah. We only fulfill the desires of our nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from the onslaughts of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Ummat ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, wherever the ummat is suffering, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, my Allah. Because live with iman, because die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen accepted, my Allah. Da'awat tabliki mehnat ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, jamaats are going out, ya Allah, throughout the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're making gush and ta'aleem, my Allah. They're making fikr, my Allah, for the ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless their families, my Allah. So many are striving in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever time they have left in your path, make it be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us, my Allah. Help us also to go out in your path, my Allah. Help us also to go out in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many jamaats have left from the istima, my Allah. Ya Allah, you had made the istima success, ya Allah. We're making shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, masura jamaats have left, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all those jamaats who are striving in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, the effort of mashayikh in the khankas, my Allah. Accept their efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, in ta'aleem, may Allah, in the daru ulum, hifz classes, may Allah. Qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever efforts they are making in the madaris, may Allah, in makatib, may Allah, accept the efforts, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, may Allah. Give us baril jannatul baqi, may Allah, in the condition that you are most pleased with us, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the holy kothur water from Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak hands, my Allah. Don't let it happen that when we come there, my Allah, we are driven away and we are told, suhqan, suhqan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't deprive us on the day of Qiyamah in being in His company, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah, without any hisab kitab, my Allah, without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, our nasal, my Allah, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, ya Allah. Ya Allah, every ummati of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protect us from azab of qabr, protect us from azab of jahannam, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested duas, accept all the jais murad, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are going out in your path, accept them, my Allah. Those who are going for umrah, accept the umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. So many people are sick and ailing, my Allah. In hospitals, at home, my Allah. So many have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many got different sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are shafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Grant each one shifa'i kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Give us salamati of aza, salamati of our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers sitting here tonight, our mothers and sisters and others are sitting at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Because there is no other door we can turn to, my Allah. There is no other door that we can knock, my Allah. There is no other Allah besides you. La ilaha illa anta al-ahad as-samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais murad, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'awk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth from drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from zina and riba, my Allah. Protect all of us, ya Allah, from all haram, my Allah. Give us the himmat and courage to refrain from all sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many youngsters, ya Allah, looking for suitable partners, my Allah. So many young girls at home, so many daughters, ya Allah. They've got no good proposals coming for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them the best of partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them nikah full of barakat, my Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who got children, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. And those parents, ya Allah, who've got no children, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with children, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.